This past week saw another successful international folk fest. Dance troupes from the Czech Republic, Mexico, and Hungary, whom you're hearing in the background, by the way, were here in the heart of Tennessee all week. We spoke with Steve Cates and asked about some of the highlights of the past week.
Well, I think all of our groups have been excellent. I think I've really enjoyed the music a lot this year. Often the focus is on the dancing, and we have excellent dancers, but this year we've had especially good musicians and also good harmony, good singing, and I've enjoyed that a lot.
Tell us a little about the groups and some of the unique things that have happened this year.
Well, the group from Hungary, we worked with them in 2012. When we were in Lithuania at a festival. They were coming last year, but their director passed away. And so they were able to remake their arrangements and come and be with us this year. They're especially known for the beautiful costuming and all the embroidery work that's done on the costume. They live in a small community along the Danube.
That's the music of the group from Hungary that you're hearing in the background. Next, we go south of the border.
The one particular excitement about this year is having the Mexican group. We have so many Mexicans who live in our area. We try to have a Spanish-speaking group every year. We wanted one from Mexico. Many of the groups who could come did not have musicians. We're very fortunate not only to have the beautiful dancers, but to have a wonderful mariachi band that's been with us all week. And the key to that, I learned, is that the director of the band is the fiance of the dancers, so she had no trouble bringing a band with her.
And as a side note, Steve Cates started the Cripple Creek Cloggers as a 4-H project over at Kittrell Elementary School in 1967. They've grown to become goodwill ambassadors for our community all over the world. Now, young adults and adults of all ages tour the world as Cripple Creek Cloggers. How can people become a part of this?
Well, it's very easy. Our Cripple Creek Cloggers are the host group since 1982, and we have practices on Tuesday nights at 220 East Vine Street. There's no charge. We can teach. You don't have to know how to dance. We're glad to have people come and be with us as we host the festival and do local performances. And then usually once a year we take a tour to festivals in other countries. We currently are invited to a festival in Alnwick, England, in the northeastern part of England, July the 31st to August the 10th. Our big holdup this year is we haven't found bluegrass musicians yet to go with us, so we're still looking.
So if you are a bluegrass musician, you need to check with Steve Cates.
That's right. Well, we want to thank you, Bart, for helping us and all the people in Murfreesboro. This year, a new feature on our program was they spent an evening with a family, each group, and Libby Willis, Michael and Doug Willard, and the Brights over in Cool Springs each took a group and had dinner for them in their homes, and that was a wonderful event on Thursday night.
A great way to show them how Americans really live.
That's right.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Now, let's change tempos and countries. You're hearing the band from the Czech Republic. I understand another group neglected to bring their flag, but you came to their aid.
Yes, we were able to get a flag for them. That was something they didn't get into the luggage.
From Steve Cates, the founder of the Cripple Creek Cloggers and host of the International Folk Fest, we now visit with Peter Gundalovich, the Czech ambassador from the Czech Republic's embassy in Washington, D.C. I understand that you are here on a unique mission.
Well, I'm so proud that the Czech ensemble has made it to your international folk festival, and I'm just looking forward to seeing them.
They did not have the Czech flag, and you brought it.
I think that it is the first time that the Czech Ensemble is actually performing at your festival, so it's no wonder that you don't have the right supplies of flags.
That's good to see the group here, and this is an opportunity to let people here in America know that the people in the Czech Republic are no different from us.
Of course, music is a language that speaks to everyone, and I hope that friendships that have been made here will last, and then eventually some folk assembles will perform in the Czech Republic.
What have you enjoyed most about Murfreesboro? Have you had a chance to look around?
Oh yeah, we have. As a matter of fact, it has surprised us how many barber shops you guys have in town. Is there any reason for that?
That's a good question. I'm not sure we've ever been asked that question. I guess just a lot of people are learning how to be barbers.
Okay.
And a few of them even sing.
Good, good.
So anything else other than barbershops that have...
It's a nice place. I've been, first time here and the first time actually to the state of Tennessee. So I'm glad that the Czech Folk Assembly has created an opportunity for me to coming to Tennessee.
Well, Peter, again, welcome to the community. Hope you enjoy your stay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was Peter Gundalovich, the Czech ambassador to the United States. By the way, he was presented the key to the city during a special ceremony in front of the historic Rutherford County Courthouse. I hope all of you attended some of the events for the International Folk Fest. If you missed them, you need to put it on your calendar for next June. That's a must-see event. And let's get behind our own Cripple Creek Cloggers. For information, give Steve Cates a call. And from the 2014 International Folk Fest, this is WGNS News.